Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, let's get into some great music here. Okay. Let's start us out. All righty. Okay, we're going to play Diamond by Brandon Heath. Come on, what's going on here?
God. You gotta keep your eyes on hell. You gotta keep your eyes on hell. You gotta keep your eyes on hell. Talking about how we feeling, looking at a baby boy and worry about provision. Really want a house to live in, not nothing super size, no super couch or kitchen, just someone to reside. We want a crop of kids, a burden to provide. But if we wait until we straighten these uncertain times, we can keep our family small, not trying to disrespect it. We just believe that God's determined children are a blessing, and how we want his gift. Though we know the burden's large, it's not easy to raise a family up to worship God. What will we eat and where? Where are we gonna be? What hasn't Jesus said? Life is much more than me. I know it's good to save us, but God is not a baker. And he has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. So if he takes the quiver and he supplies the arrow, then we can trust that he reminds us eyes on his sparrow. He told us not to worry, flee from anxiety.
You gotta keep your eyes on hell. You gotta keep your eyes on hell. You gotta keep your eyes on hell.
That I struggle and feel like I'll never grow. I struggle seeing clear, looking at my state. I'm troubled being here and wonder if I'll ever change. I know I'm being saved. I get that it's a process. I know that no professors that he gave us saving knowledge. But as I face my progress, it seems like it's really slow. It makes me question what I think I actually really know. I hate the sentences on how they taught me from the darkness. It makes me doubt if God will actually finish what he started. And that's a heinous sin. Even though he'll wear us up, even though it's hard to see his hand, I'll trust his character, cause he won't neglect his own. He said he'll cherish us. He's working on our hearts in ways we're not aware he does. So I can be encouraged. He's right before my sin, and God has promised by his might to make me more like him. My only need to trust him, and to press him more to see him, and keep believing.
You gotta keep your eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. We all, we all, we all, we gotta keep our eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. We all, we all, we all, we all, we gotta keep our eyes on him.
Bless the broken church. Your God and Savior is producing in you readiness to bring you straight to him. So though we're wounded and afflicted with annoying sores, our Lord permits it so our souls are then enjoying more. Sin makes a bumpy path, we're on a rugged ride, which is the brunt of sin. Great for Christ to come to die, even though we're cracked and frayed and have our ugly sides. Remember in those moments Christ to make a lovely bride. His relics in his hand, the very skin we live in. So let's forgive each other just as we have been forgiven. So let's be patient and believe he's gonna make us whole. The crown is gonna come.
You gotta keep your eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. You gotta keep your eyes on him.
There are two sides to every person, like the two sides of a dime. Heads and tails, it depends upon who's watching at the time. Though I hate to say it, mine is no exception. One part is the prodigal, the other part deception. Like the prince and the pauper, like Jacob and his brother, each had a different heart, each shadow of the other. Me and my doppelganger both share the same blood. One I have hated, the other have I loved. One of them's the golden boy, the man I'd like to be. Show him off in the parades for all the world to see. The other is much weaker and he stumbles all the time. The source of my Your glory is so beautiful.
Apologize for last night. Look, I've been having some personal issues here, man, in my household with my daughter and my grandkids. And I said some stuff last night. I said some stuff on Saturday night, man, that I regret saying, and I'm sorry about that. I've had some issues here, man. So I'm trying to get over them. I've been drinking a little too much. But tonight, I am coherent. I'm here on your show, and I want to apologize to the people last night who were listening. I took up a lot of time on your show. It's a godly show, and I shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff on your program, man. So I apologize. I have a verse I'd like to say real quick, man. This is a quick Bible verse that I said earlier today. I did a small little sermon today, man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, man, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. And he will make straight your paths, man. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I love you, Pastor Ken, and I hope your other half is doing well tonight. And I'm just going to sit on the side and let you take some callers. And kind of just mellow out tonight, man. And I just want to apologize personally to you.
Okay, my brother. Well, God bless you. I got a caller from 111. I'll take it and see who we got. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Hers are in there. Hi. This is a Pastor Adam. Yeah, this is Pastor Adam just calling on just to say hello.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear from you, Pastor Adam. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, sir. Just here relaxing. I got in contact with Doctrine, and he told me about the show. So here I am listening to you guys.
Amen. God bless you. Well, I'm glad
Amen.
You're here. Do you have a message for the people tonight?
No, I don't, sir. I'm not prepared. But
okay.
I'd like to hear, see how you are, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy everything.
All righty. Well, I got something prepared for everybody tonight, okay? We're going to talk about healing past wounds and forgiving present scars. See, offering forgiveness to others is probably one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. So God longs to fashion us in his likeness that we might model the love we have been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving, as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. So all of us have experienced trial and pain. All of us are living with wounded and scars. We learn to deal with our wounds and press forward. But whether we acknowledge it or not, wounds or scars change us. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect friends. There are no perfect siblings or spouses. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect humans. So we lash out and hurt others because we are broken and need of healing. One of the most critical spiritual exercises we can undergo is allowing God to heal our past wounds and guide us to a lifestyle of forgiving present scars. Without healing and forgiveness, other people's mistakes will affect our future. Without the inner working of the Holy Spirit, we will live in continual suffering from the sins of others. Our God is a God of healing. Psalms chapter 147, verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, and redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, he himself bore our sins in the body on a tree, and he might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So your Heavenly Father longs to speak to the wounded places in your life and heal them with his love. So what past experience, trial, hurtful word or person is still harmfully affecting your life today? Where do you need the Holy Spirit to come and speak healing over you? And where do you need to cry out to God in anger or frustration over a wound? Opening the wounded places of our hearts is an emotional and difficult process. But until we allow God into the harmful events of our past, we will never experience true freedom and restoration from them. So until we allow ourselves space to deal with what for some have been harmful and defining moments, we will never experience the entirety of the abundant life available to us. And as the Lord begins to heal our wounds, we must allow him to guide us to a lifestyle of forgiveness for our present scars. We must forgive those people who hurt us so the scars in our lives become symbols of God's redeeming love rather than reminders of painful events. James chapter 2, verse 13 says, mercy triumphs over the judgment. So show mercy to those who are undeserving of just as your Heavenly Father has shown you mercy. Love your enemies as Jesus did so that you can experience triumph instead of pain, freedom instead of enslavement, to negativity and joy instead of anger. So may your Heavenly Father be allowed to love you, hold you, and care for the places in your heart that need his healing touch the most. Meditate on God's desire to heal your wounds. Allow Scripture to fill you with courage to open your heart to the Spirit and let them provide healing today. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants to heal today. What wound is affecting your life? Where do you need God to speak his truth and love over you? Open your heart to the Lord and ask him to speak truth and love to your wounds. Ask the Holy Spirit to heal your wounds in whatever way he desires. Trust and follow his leadership. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord your God is in your midst, and a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love, and he will exult over you with loud singing. In Psalms chapter 103, verses 2 and 4, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all the benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. So receiving healing from wounds and the courage to forgive present scars is a constant process. There will always be more for the Lord to heal. There will always be new wounds the Lord wants to speak to. If you allow the Lord to faithfully love and heal your wounds, you will experience abundant life to greater depths than you thought possible. So may you be filled with newfound courage and freedom today in response to the overwhelming love and power of your Heavenly Father. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you will get a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say the simple prayer after me. Say, Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing that I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for your assurance that you will walk with me through the deep valley. And again, thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, okay, we welcome you to the family of God, okay, and we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay. Anyway, if you're out there and you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. And when you do, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Well, we got callers from 111. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Ken, please don't hang up on me. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? This is Global Watch.
Yeah, I hear you.
Please don't hang up. Have you heard that I would like to issue an apology?
Okay.
Apparently on a previous night's program, I said a thing that was very outlandish and was very hurtful to the queer and the gays community. And for that, I wish to apologize. I do not think that Matthew Shepherd got what he deserved. I believe it was a tragedy, and I'd like to retract that statement.
Thank you. Thank you,
as a member of the Negro community, we have had many tragic murders in our past, and I believe that history should have guided me better and not say mean things about the gay that got the killed gay.
Okay, Grover, your apology is accepted.
I need to know if Tony Farrar heard that.
Okay.
Where is he?
He's in the living room watching TV.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to bother him, but you please let him know that I said that.
I will definitely do. I will definitely do.
I'm gonna mute myself. Feel free to take another call. I'm gonna stay on the line.
Right.
I heard Grover. Apology accepted.
God bless you.
Hey, Tony F. How you doing, sir?
I think he left.
Tony F.
I think he left, Pastor Leroy.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take another caller. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hey, hello, my brother. How you doing, DC2?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's wonderful, Kenny. I just want to say I was particularly moved by your sermon tonight. I was really impressed with your writing. It was wonderful. How long did it take for you to write that sermon? Because it was very moving.
I didn't write it. It was a devotional by First 15.
Oh, Kenny, come on, brother. You got to cite that sermon. Kenny, listen, when you read the sermon, right, and you get done reading it, at the end of the sermon say, I wish to let everyone know that I read this on First 15, written by whoever wrote it, and then it's all good. Then we good. I thought you didn't say anything. I thought you
wrote it. It doesn't say who wrote it.
Okay, well, then just say it was written on the site, First 15. I did not write this because I was confused, Kenny. I thought you actually stepped down and penned that. And I was very impressed. I was moved. It's very
beautiful.
Spiritual. Very beautiful.
Amen.
And I thought it was you that wrote it. And
repeating a devotional.
Can I make a comment?
Sure,
yeah,
brother.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, I'd like to interject something, if I may. In the chat room, there's somebody named Jenna Jameson, and Jenna Jameson was posting the sermon, and she has a link to it. So you can just go there, DC, number two. You can just go in the chat room and get the link right there. It's called praise.org/ something about forgiveness or something.
Oh, amen, brother. Appreciate that. I thought.
Damn, that's getting worse, man. He's starting to sound really bad. He might need an oxygen tank going forward, man.
That was.
Yeah.
I'll discuss it in the next trip to the VA.
That was appalling. What I just heard, that was appalling and very scary. Sounds like Grover is in dire straits, and I'm not talking about that band. I'm talking about, like, he in dire straits, man. That oxygen, he need that oxygen. Kenny, can you give him some oxygen, brother?
I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
There's oxygen in the air. It's free already. You just got to inhale it. I don't know why you say I need oxygen, because everybody's got it.
Well, everybody got it, but you ain't getting enough of it, my brother. You need to get more of it, my brother. You sound like you about to die every time I hear you talking.
Well, I thought I hit mute on the phone, but I didn't. Apologize.
It's all right, brother. Very apologetic. I like Grover tonight. He's very apologetic. He very humble tonight. It's a new Grover. He must have got his balls drained. He seems very, very relieved, very calm. I like this Grover.
That has nothing to do with it. That's completely unrelated.
Okay. Well, listen, you the man. Whatever you say, brother.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Grover, man. Let me ask you this, man. I understand you had COVID, man. How many times exactly have you had COVID, man?
Estimates vary. I'm leaning towards at least 45.
No!
That's conservative estimate. I don't want to go too high and say 50, but I think it's 45 is a pretty common agreed to number in the community. When I say community, I mean the blacks.
Man,
yeah,
you want some kind of record with that amount of COVID, man. 45 times, that's got to be some kind of record, man. I'd call Guinness Book if I was you.
Yeah, I mean, we had it. We had it noted a couple.
I'll call him.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was going to call Anthony Fauci, but I heard he recently got fired off his ass. He got fired or something. Elon Musk fired him or tweeted that he should be murdered. I forget. There's something on the Twitter, the Twitters, about Anthony Fauci and Elon Musk got a divorce. I forgot what exactly it said.
Well, the last time that we had actual, you know, the actual number was about 4.5 months ago, and at that point, Grover had just contracted a covert for the 39th time. But we know that Grover's been sick many times since then with covert as well. So the numbers are probably upwards of 45, maybe 50 times. That's a lot of covert, though. That's a lot of covert. I mean, it's Kent just got it for the first time, and Grover kind of laughed because he's had it 50 times.
Approximately.
I had it one time.
Yeah, you're not trying very hard because I got it a lot more than you.
You know, the funny thing is about Grover, nobody knows this. Grover got covert the first time back in 1986, which is ironically the same year that Tel Aviv happened.
That was the bombing, yep. Tel Aviv, yep. I remember that. I remember seeing it in the news.
Yeah, that was the first time he got covert back in 86. They didn't know what to call it back then.
It's called pre-covert, pre-covert.
Amen. Kenny, you got any more callers, man? Want to spread the word of the Lord tonight?
No, I have a couple callers, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet. So.
Well, that's very disappointing. I was ready to spread the Lord's word, Kenny.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you can still spread the Lord's word if you want to.
Well, everybody on the line has had the word entered inside them, Kenny. They all have. Jesus is inside of them at all times. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, we got another caller here from 111.
Praise the Lord. You ask and you shall receive. Praise be. Amen.
Amen. Let's bring him on. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Ken. I was just calling to say that I was glad to hear that you and Grover have made up and have become friendly again.
Yeah, we made up.
That's a beautiful thing. Listen, Johnny, I think it's great that you were calling in and supporting the show, brother. I know you're a big fan of Kenny and showing support for Grover. Very nice of you to do that, brother. Appreciate you.
I don't know if he actually got it 45 times. People could get colds, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have COVID. So I think he might be exaggerating possibly to get attention. But
you calling Grover a liar? He took the test, man. They give the test down at Haven for Hope. They have like 6,475 tests down there. He just take one every day.
I wish the guy'd mind his own business and not bring up any problems. Just don't worry about it. You do you.
I don't know
you.
Why he care. Why he care, Grover? I don't even know why he care about you. He a white man. He an Indian.
None
why he care about a Negro?
He doesn't need to worry about it. It doesn't concern him.
Why are you worried about our community, Johnny? Worry about the Native American community.
Well, the Native Americans have had many diseases in their history, starting with smallpox was the main one.
Show me any Native American that got covert 45 motherfucking times, Johnny. 45
Whoa.
Motherfucking times, man. Grover
no,
Stone
that,
Gangster, man. He had it 45 times. And they killed him. He's still
though.
Breathing.
Well, yeah, but call that breathing.
That's some funny shit. I call it breathing. He's breathing, brother. He's still alive. Grover, don't take any of that bullshit from him.
I don't think people should be laughing at my misfortune.
Bullshit. I agree with you, man. It's disrespectful as hell. Kenny, you gonna stand for people making fun of Grover's breathing problems on this show, Kenny?
No, I ain't gonna let people make fun of Grover. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we can just give another call.
Hey, listen, we got a call from a 949. Let's take that and see who we 949, you're on
Kenneth.
The air.
Kenneth, what? It's fucking scumbag Cardinal. I'm doing all right. I'm probably going to break some of the Ten Commandments, but I had to leave that goddamn server of yours. It's too ungodly.
Why?
Did you see all the malfeasance happening in there, Johnny?
Which malfeasance? The people that were insulting Ken?
Well, it's just the language in there is totally inappropriate for...
Oh, yeah.
For a Christian server.
He called you an effing scumbag. I was called a troll and an idiot.
I would call
a
scumbag troll idiot. Idiot troll.
Yeah. The rumor is that Ken was changing people's names to a bunch of insulting remarks.
No, that wasn't me. I didn't change anybody's name. I don't have the ability in that room.
Kenneth, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to cough right now.
Wow.
Did somebody just break the show? What was that hyena noise?
That was the effect.
It sounded like Tony F.
Is Ferrara on the show? I didn't even hear him. Till
yeah,
now.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Oh, okay. There's a prayer request in the Blog Talk chat from somebody named Brother R Dash. Have you seen that, Ken?
No, I haven't.
Somebody named
Ken.
Clarence?
That's my cousin, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if he's talking about my cousin, that's my cousin's name. Clarence.
No, not Clarence. Chant.
Chant? There's a man named Chant?
C-H-A-N-T?
C-H-A-N-T. I misread that.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. I misread that. What it says he's got a skin condition?
Yes, what it says.
He probably got that herpes. Can it pray for herpes?
Take some pills.
I don't think it's herpes.
Just
it's
early.
A skin. Well, anyway, we come together tonight, okay, for Chance Brogans. Okay, may the Lord.
Nigga, did you fart?
Who is this?
Man, that smells like shit.
Who is this?
Caught it, motherfucker.
Who was that?
Hey,
there's
amen,
a prayer going
Kenny.
On.
It's very, very prayerful, Kenny. That was very sweet. Hope it helps the brother. Amen.
Amen.
Kenny, you got any other callers, brother?
No, not at the present time.
Amen.
Well, we got a 111 caller that's on hold for 48 minutes, but he hasn't pressed the 1 key.
Well, bring him on, Kenny. Is Ferrara picking up the phone or something?
No, no, Tony is not picking up the phone, and that's not Tony. That's a fake Tony.
No. They're commissioner. Don't even come on here. Don't ever call my show. Don't ever call my show. I'll call my show.
Hey, so we got Gaga and Ferrara on the show. What? How does this even happen, Kenny?
I have no clearly idea.
You have no clearly idea? Is that a
clearly,
new word?
Yeah.
Clearly.
No
clear
idea.
Well,
a queer
you know
idea.
The numbers, Kenny. There's people in the on the call line. You would know where it's coming from. How? I mean, how do you not know, Kenny?
He's a red-ass reindeer. Had a very, very red ass.
Shit.
Yeah, there you go, Pastor Adam. Sing for us.
Pastor Adam. Unbelievable. Kenny, I want to know
and
something.
If you ever saw it, you would say that's an ass.
You say this to me. What are you talking to? Rico, Ramacito, Martini. Hello, Pastor Ken.
Hello.
Pastor Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You are. Please look. Please look.
Uh-huh.
Very
okay.
Impressive.
All righty. Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. I've done my show. Okay.
Amen.
I want to wish everybody blessed night. Kenny, too.
Oh, my God. The amount of cards on the show is unbearable.
Don't come to my show no more. Don't ever come to my show. Don't ever come to my show no more.
Hey, you need a card wrangler. So many cards.